So then we were talking about different things, and she said, well, what do you call that out on the front of the car? And I said, the hood? She said, we call it the bonnet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the...
She was talking about I brought them back by way of Norris Dam, because that's a prettier drive. And there's a sign out there somewhere, or was, it says deer crossing. So when she saw that sign, she said, she calls her son Eric, she said, oh, Eric, there's deer here.
Yeah, it's interesting too, you know, because there are a lot of similarities, though, between especially Southern speech and English speech there, especially in further south, and deer here would be very common around Savannah. I had that with the boot and the bonnet. I had an MG about 10 or 15 years ago, and there's like the boot and the bonnet, and I couldn't, it took me a while to understand what they were talking about.
It's kind of funny.
Now, the part of on a side of a hog, the part from the shoulder to the ham, that piece.
Well, fat back, or side back, let's see. Side back, I guess, what they call it.
Well, and then what do they make from that? I mean, that's the meat they use. You have, with eggs.
Oh, that's made the bacon. We call it side bacon when it's like that.
Okay. Would you call it side bacon?
Yeah.
Side bacon. Mm-hmm. And then now you mentioned fat back.
Yeah.
Now, what other kind of meat that has, now does fat back have any lean in it?
Yeah, there's streaks.
And how about if there's no lean in it at all?
It's just plain old fat to me.
Okay. And then the, when they...
Some people call it the lard fat.
Now, when bacon is cured, and the whole bacon is cured, and they have to cut off that edge, that rough edge, remember what that was called? Well, you say you can't, now on a, what would you call it on an orange? You say you might call
rind.
It, yeah, now would you call it that on bacon?
Then? Well, it seems to me like I have heard people discuss, term this the rind.
And then when you talk about bacon, would you call it just simply bacon, or would you call it?
Streaked bacon.
All right. Or the kind you have for breakfast.
Well, that's called streaked bacon.
Okay. And then the man who cuts meat is a...
Butcher.
And the man, and the meat packed in a casing.
The meat packed in a casing.
Hog meat packed in a casing. Or it could just be ground hog meat.
Sausage.
Sure. And if meat is left out too long, isn't refrigerated, it is...
Well, it has to be cured, you mean...
If it hasn't been cured...
Oh, it'll spoil.
All right. So you say the meat is...
Spoiled.
And they something made with the meat from the hog's head, ground up.
Is that souse meat?
Sure. Now, is there anything else similar to that?
There is. It's a liver cheese. It's similar to souse meat.
Okay. Do you ever call that liver pudding?
No.
Or liver cheese? How about head cheese?
Yes, I've heard it called head cheese.
Okay, the head cheese and liver cheese are pretty much the same thing.
I think so.
All right, and did they ever make anything with blood?
Not that I know of. I mean, I never did hear of it. I may have heard of something, but I didn't know it was made out of blood.
Okay,
you know?
And something made with cornmeal and the juice from head cheese. This is something they eat more in Virginia, I think. They call it either pawnhoss or scrapple.
Never heard. I mean, I've heard of scrapple, but I didn't know what it was.
Your grandmother from Virginia didn't make scrapple.
Well, she's been dead since I was just tiny child. Right. And so if she did, I didn't know anything about it.
She didn't have any old scrapple recipes handy.
No.
Okay. And if butter's left out too long.
Rancid.
And then if milk... When milk is just starting...
Curdles.
Yeah, but right before it started, shall we say, that milk is...
A blinky.
Yeah, and then what do you do with the curdled milk?